Good morning. What's that? Okay. All right. Okay. Our internet is not working in the sanctuary, so I've got my phone hooked up to Zoom, so hopefully you can all hear me on Zoom. Anyway, we're going to skip announcements today, so if you want to go ahead and ring the bell, we'll get started. Please stand as you're able for the call to worship. Praise God from the heavens. Praise God, angels and all the hosts of heaven. Praise God, all creatures great and small. Praise God, kings of the earth and people everywhere. Let the earth bring praise to the Lord, at whose word creation came into being. You may be seated. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. You may not be seated. You may stand now and pass the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
A reading from the 148th Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Gather on Christmas Day morning, which we didn't yesterday because of the 3 days in a row, but I thought we would liken this service to that one, which is more intimate. There are fewer of us here. And what we've done at that service several times in the year past is just invite people to come forward as they feel so moved. And Barbara, do you have a microphone we could use if you don't want to come up here? Sorry to put Barbara on the spot. Barbara can bring you a microphone. But if anyone has any favorite Christmas memories or stories, either here at church or especially like in your family, if you would want to share them, raise your hand or you can come up. Otherwise, I'm going to put Sunny on the spot. Yeah. We have a backup plan if no one else is. All right, you want to go first? All right, then the rest you can think about it. All right.
So in my younger days, a while ago, at my church in Waterloo, where I was a member of the youth group and the youth choir, we'd gotten around to Christmas break, and we were just so happy that break had come, and we came to choir practice the Wednesday evening before church, and we were all excited about the youth choir that year was going to get to sing for Christmas Eve. Not just a Christmas Sunday like what our kids and youth do, but we were going to get to sing for Christmas Eve. So we were all excited and looking forward to that.
We must have internet in the back now. Are we online, Ken? Okay, good.
Wow.
So, the things we didn't have to do two years ago.
So the only thing that bugged us, though, was the fact that there had been no snow that year.
You know, actually, we don't even need my...
There had been no snow all through November, all through December, and we were all hoping for a white Christmas. Because, of course, we wanted to go out and play, but it was also just the idea that a white Christmas is really special. So we listened very carefully then toward the end of that week, comparing notes on whether or not, by telephone, of course, comparing notes as to whether or not the weather person was going to help us along and say, hey, we're going to have snow, but oh no. So we all joined in church on Christmas Eve, and I remember on the way from the choir room up to the sanctuary, we had to take the back stairs, and so we all kind of looked out this emergency exit door just to see maybe if it would snow. No. So we went to church. It was okay, but during the sermon, we had to discuss whether or not, no offense, Hannah, we had to discuss whether or not it was ever going to snow. And when it came time for prayer, we all agreed we were going to pray for snow. Now, this doesn't seem very Christmas-like when we should be praying for baby Jesus to have a safe entry into the world, you know. So, but we all agreed we were going to pray for snow. It was a last-ditch effort right there in Westminster Presbyterian Church in Waterloo, and a last-ditch effort. So we actually prayed during the prayer time, which was kind of unusual. With our eyes closed and our hands folded, And of course, the choir director, who was the local high school choir director, kept looking at us funny because we weren't doing anything we shouldn't do. So we got done praying, sang the final hymn after lighting candles, sang our silent night, and we adjourned to go downstairs back to the choir room. And we went down the back stairs through the social hall, and we had to go up this little set of stairs to get to a level just below where the choir room was. And we looked outside and we thought, oh, it looks kind of funny out there. So we went up to the next set of stairs that went to the choir room and the back door. And it looked even funnier because you really couldn't see outside. And you have never seen a happier youth choir in your entire life. It must have started snowing at some time early in the service because the sidewalk was covered, the grass was covered, and it was that real gentle, soft, flaky snow. And all the lights on that were in the church and from the door made all those little sparkles in the snow. And we considered that one of the best Christmas miracles anybody could ever have. Amen.
Amen.
Has anyone else felt inclined to share a memory this morning? Oh, here we go.
Good morning, I'm Bob Kirksick, and this is a story about lots of snow. The Christmas before I met Dinah, I was working in Dubuque and headed up to see my family, and the forecast was for just flurries in that 200 miles. They lived north of Marshfield, west of Wausau, if anybody knows the map of Wisconsin. And about halfway up, it started snowing. Flurries, okay. Really snowing. And the weather forecast changed to 3 to 4 inches, 4 to 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches, 12 inches-ish, which is about what we got. And the thing is, it was really blowing from the south. And I knew the Wisconsin roads to get there from Dubuque all went in the highways went in the wrong direction. But if you knew the county trunks, you could cut off 5 miles here, 5 miles there. So I'm tooling up the last county trunk to Highway 13, which my parents lived on, and the blast of snow and wind had covered the stop sign, and everything was white, and I didn't know the highway was there. I kept going. I was on a dead-end gravel road. I'm a farm kid. You know, you look for posts in a field, pulled in, and I was stuck fast because they'd already had a lot of snow up there. And I'm working on getting out and thinking, oh my goodness, you know, way back before cell phones. And a kid about my age, helping his dad finish up the milking at a farm, had noticed me down there and figured if I was down there, I was stuck. So he canceled his date for the night, which he said was probably a good thing anyway because of the weather, brought his tractor down and got me out. And I had spent all my money, my last of my money for the month, on presents for my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and aunt and uncle. And I'm like, I've only got a couple bucks left, but I'd be really happy to give it to you. No, no, no. And then he said, where are you from anyway? We were kind of to that point where we're relieved, we're okay. Where are you from anyway? And I told him, and I said, and we used to dairy farm, just told him where. And he looks at me and he says, you don't by chance know Jim Huffman, do you? I said, yeah, he's my uncle. He says, my gas tank went bad, the gauge went bad, and I ran out of gas. And I'm sure people stop at his place to ask for gas who probably don't need it. I did. And he filled my car up with gas and wouldn't take anything for it. So, you know, he says, it really feels good to help you now. This is kind of paying it forward to you for what my Uncle Jim, and at Christmas a couple days later, I got to tell my Uncle Jim that. Oh, he says, you know, I know I get taken advantage of sometimes. But he says, that seemed like a really nice kid. And he was a really nice kid.
Mary, do you want to go? Okay, that's fine.
Stand right here.
Yep.
This is a real short story, but I was a biomed up in Wisconsin in 2001. But that winter, the starter went out on my car, and there was this young gal who had disabilities that lived in a building. I used to talk to her once in a while. So I was laying out under my car, replacing the starter at Christmas time in 2 feet of snow, and that girl stayed out there and watched me the whole time I was under my car to make sure I was safe. I'll never forget the love of that girl to watch over me.
Yeah.
Amen.
I wish mine had to do something to do with a cat, but it doesn't. Anyway, when I was in high school, our family had a foreign exchange student who was a pen pal of my older sister, and her name was Ingrid, and she had come from Germany, and of course, you know, there wasn't much we could do for her, you know, to make, because this was her first Christmas away from her family, and we all know that can be kind of tough. But anyhow, so my brothers, who were younger than me, and I was a sophomore, so they were like, let's see now, eighth grade and sixth grade, they thought they could help, and they were very annoying younger brothers. But anyway, so they decided they would work up this song, O Tannenbaum. We all know O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree. Anyway, but they were going to do it in German. They didn't know any German. And our whole family, on my mom's side, everybody was German, and a lot of them still spoke German. But anyway, so they worked on it, and they worked on it. And I thought, wow, you know, are they just going to, are they going to do a good job, or what are they going to do? So, you know what? In German, it starts out, O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Anyhow, so they started out, O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter, and just rocked the house, because Ingrid, you know, we could see her tearing up, and then they just blew it. But she appreciated that that they were doing something for her. The other side of this was, then she thought that my brothers were maybe trying to learn German, but not. That year, my parents got them a pool table, you know, nothing really cool or anything, but so they would, you know, say, Ingrid, you know, do you want to play pool with us? And yeah, sure, fine. Anyway, so when they would miss a shot, they'd yell, missed. Anyway, in German, that means manure. And she thought, oh, great, you know, these guys. And they were like, and she's like, how did you know that? No, it doesn't mean that. But anyway, that was our one of our German Christmases.
Anyone else? All right.
Hi, I'm Denise Gaska. We're kind of new here, but it's a snow-themed story, which seems to go with a lot of the others. When I was, I think I was a freshman in college. I might have been a sophomore, so it would have been the winter of 84 or 85. We had just moved to a house out in the country after my parents had experienced a short-term period of homelessness where they were living with family members. And we lived on a road that was maybe a mile off of the main highway. And we had a blizzard that either like Christmas Eve night, no, it was actually Christmas Eve morning. So maybe the night before, like the 23rd, there was a blizzard. And we were snowed in. There were drifts on the road, like 4 and 5 feet deep. And my mom was a huge fan of Christmas. Her name was Carol. And so everybody always called her Christmas Carol. And but we were looking at being stuck in our house all alone that Christmas. When her family was all gathering about 45 minutes away in Galesburg, Illinois, we were in Little York at the time. And my aunts and uncles from as far away as Pennsylvania and Idaho were there. And we were stuck. But luckily, one of my uncles knew a local farmer who was willing, and he took his big tractor and drove it out to our house. And then my uncle met us on the highway, so the farmer drove us about a mile in the tractor. We all climbed in with all of our presents in the tractor, and he drove us out to the highway so that we could be with our family. So it was an amazing gift he gave us.
Anyone else? Well, Eric, you might as well. I mean, you've got the hat on.
On Christmas morning, we come down to find a tree with gifts around, to open them and be surprised to find what others have disguised. That's the beginning of a song that my sister and I wrote about midnight one Christmas Eve, because we were stuck upstairs. The rule was you couldn't come downstairs until 5:30 in the morning. So we're upstairs, well, what are you going to do? Well, we wrote this song, had about 5 stanzas to it. And a year later, my school was preparing a Christmas program. And I went to the teacher and said, you know what, my sister and I rewrote this song. And the teacher got all excited and said, wow, we're going to include this song in the whole school celebration. We were all pumped up. We get to the day, we're ready for our launch of our big song. Guess what? I wake up with the flu. I'm sick, can't go, and had to break the news to my mom, who would have gone to the program, that they were going to do our number, but we couldn't be there. So, folks, you've heard it for the very first time. Merry Christmas.
I don't really know how to top that. Thank you for all of you that shared, and I know there's some of you that I asked to do this that have lots of good memory. I know we all have those good memories, but maybe just don't want to share them publicly, and that's okay too. I thought we'd sort of end this reflection time with a poem that many of you are probably familiar with called The Work of Christmas. All right, I'll just read it. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. Amen. Go ahead. Our special music is Sunny. So. Does anyone have any joys or concerns they'd like to share with all of us that we can pray about this morning? Quiet. I heard from Carol Smith this week, and I guess I'm unclear how it happened, but she's got some hip pain. That she's dealing with and asked for our prayers for that. Seeing nothing else? All right. Well, let's, oh, Craig.
Do you want me to, should they repeat that?
Yeah. Sure, I can repeat it. For their daughter, Samantha, who's going through some mental health challenges right now, and just prayers for her. Anyone else? Yeah, Bob? Oh, I hadn't heard that. Yeah. Desmond Tutu died this morning.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Nancy?
I've just got to add a joy, and I don't even know how to say it, but I'm so happy to be here and to be able to celebrate together, and it was so joyful to have everyone here on Christmas Eve as well.
It really was. Thank you for lifting that up.
Thanks to everyone who made it possible, whether it's the technical folks or our staff and the volunteers. It takes a whole village.
It does take a village. It was nice. Yeah. It's nice to be here on that night, whether you were on Zoom or here, but it was also nice to be in my pajamas last year, though, on the couch. But it was better here. All right, anyone else? Well, let's pray. Gracious God, we just do give you thanks for this beautiful space, this safe space where we're able to gather together, whether it be to celebrate Christmas or just to be together today, remembering all those blessings and those people that have become blessings to our life. I just give you great thanks for the people that have been so instrumental in making sure that this congregation is safe and able to meet again, for our people that are helping with the technology, for Barbara Fadley and all her work recruiting volunteers, for Nancy and others who were part of making sure that we had protocols to follow so that we could honor each other by keeping each other safe, but also knowing when it was time to be able to gather again. Because the people that sit next to us here at Ames United Church of Christ aren't just people in the pews next to us, but they're friends and they become like family. I give you thanks for those relationships we have with each other. I ask this morning for your healing presence to be with Carol Smith and Jerry Chase, and also with Samantha as she struggles with her own mental health issues, for Craig and for Amy who are caring so well for her, and for other parents that have children that are struggling with mental health issues. I just pray for their strength and their love and their patience to just overwhelm them when they're feeling stressed or at a loss of what to do next. Maybe be with Samantha and others that just need your help in knowing how to best take care of themselves and how to get the help that they need. And we pray for this world as we grieve Desmond Tutu's death this morning, for the remarkable person that he's been and the way that he's impacted this world for the better. We give you thanks. And we just pray for this time of Christmas, for the work that there is to still be done, that we can see those needs and be those people in this world today, but every day. And now be with us as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Will you please stand as you're able for our last song, Joy to the World. As you leave this place today, I hope that you keep wondering, that you be like the Magi that are following that star, keeping that hope and that peace and that joy and that love close to you, and knowing that the work of Christmas continues today and every day. May God be with you. Amen.